In this video, I'm going to share with you 7 things I wish I knew before I got started with affiliate marketing 10 years ago. Some of these things I was lucky to stumble upon through my own trial and error and failures over the past decade. And there were a ton of mistakes on the road to my first $1 million. So I hope these 7 practical tips can help you on your journey today. So the first thing is I wish I knew which platforms to invest in heavily. If there's one major thing that my most profitable affiliate sites had in common is that they strongly relied on a website and YouTube. Google search and YouTube are the top 2 search engines in the world. So by having content on both of these search engines, I was able to create what I refer to as my 7-figure synergy approach. You should focus on funneling people over from social media platforms and YouTube over to your website as much as possible with strong call to actions and reasons for them to visit your website after watching the video. Now, email marketing is my 3rd biggest revenue driver, but it's not necessary for beginners. The truth is you probably won't even get enough traffic to gain a significant amount of signups unless you have around 5,000 visits per month and a strong lead magnet encouraging them to sign up. If I could go back in time, one platform I would have invested way more into is Pinterest. Some sites are getting around 50 to 70% of their entire organic traffic just from Pinterest alone. Now, in my opinion, I think that Pinterest only works for certain niches, which may explain why I haven't really relied on it much in the past. But if your niche is something that is relevant on Pinterest, then I absolutely would be putting a lot of effort into repurposing my blog and YouTube content into Pinterest posts as well. In addition to a strong website SEO and YouTube SEO, I would then create short form content repurposed from those YouTube videos into YouTube Shorts and TikTok. You can literally copy and paste, take the same exact video and upload them to both platforms without making any changes. TikTok and YouTube Shorts is good for top of funnel traffic. So what I would ideally like to do is I'd like to get them over to my longer form content or to my website. Lastly, I wouldn't really spend much time or investment into Facebook or Instagram unless I was selling a really, really high ticket product. But even then, Instagram doesn't have the search intent of Google and YouTube where people are typing up things in order to make a purchase. So those users on Instagram are not as warm of a lead as someone who's making a purchase decision or doing research. The closer that your content is to making a purchase decision determines what your conversion rate is going to be generally. All right, point number 2, the riches are in the micro niches. With my first affiliate website, I couldn't break past $500 a month for an entire year. Once I micro niched down, however, I was able to break past $3,000 a month in less than 1 year after that. Now, I got kind of lucky here. I only niched down after seeing the data in my Google Analytics and Amazon Associates, what was generating the most revenue, the most clicks, and the most sales. When I created my first affiliate website, I came in without doing any market research whatsoever. So I was making content about all sorts of categories of products. We're talking microphones, audio interfaces, software. But the real winner, which I eventually micro-niched down into that helped me break past that $3,000 a month mark, is headphones. Once I micro-niched down, everything became easier. It became easier for me to decide what content to write about because you simply say no to anything that is outside of your micro-niche. And the second benefit is that my site was super specific to my niche, which is something that Google really likes. And also, it's easier for a visitor of my website to understand what my brand is about. The biggest mistake today is going too broad. Now, my actionable advice here is you can start with a profitable, broader niche. Then as the data comes in, find your micro niche as you put out content and see what really sticks and what gets traction, then double down in that direction. The truth is you probably won't know your micro niche on day 1. All right, number 3 is SEO, and more specifically, using the Chrome extension Keywords Everywhere. If you've watched my videos or listened to the podcast before, I've talked a lot about expensive SEO software such as Ahrefs and SEMrush. The truth is that these $99 a month softwares are just pure overkill for beginners. They're just way too expensive for the little amount of features that you're actually going to use. So I would recommend using Keywords Everywhere, which starts at less than $2 per month. I've been thoroughly testing Keywords Everywhere for the past month, and I'm really surprised with the results. It has super accurate search volume data from Google Keyword Planner, and it also includes competition scores. Those are the two metrics that you need to know before you decide what to write about and what keywords to target. Now, just because I wish I knew what I know today about SEO 10 years ago, but the truth is you only learn through putting out bad content first, reevaluating it over time, and based on the data, what you see in Google Analytics and Google Search Console, iterating on your older content and applying what works to each new piece of content moving forward, and going back and revamping all of your old posts. I recommend you update your old posts 2 to 3 times per year if it's a blog. And if you have a popular YouTube video, why not refresh that every single year to get some fresh content and make it more relevant to 2024 as opposed to previous years? All right, so the fourth big lesson that I wish I knew before I got started was to focus on diversifying the income streams from my online business. So I actually only learned this lesson somewhat recently when I created my $1 million blog database that has over 60 plus 6- and 7-figure affiliate websites and blogs. I actually found out the truth that the majority of these websites that are earning over 7 figures, they don't just earn it 100% only through affiliate marketing revenue. They actually earn it through a variety of income streams. Now, although affiliate marketing revenue typically is number 1, 2, or 3 out of their primary revenue drivers, usually 30, 40%, they're also earning very large chunks from ad revenue, sponsorships and brand deals, digital products and courses especially, and sometimes creating their own merchandise or their own private labeled or white labeled e-commerce products. In 2024, I truly believe that the best solopreneur business for most people is an online brand or website with multiple income streams, mostly passive. I would say that having a one-person solopreneur business is probably the best balance between how much revenue you can make without having so much stress of having a larger company with multiple employees and payroll that you have to worry about. There's a lot of stress when it's more than just yourself that is relying on you to perform or for your business to generate money. It's funny because looking back now to those days where all I had to worry about was myself and doing a headphone review every single week, getting to listen to music and get paid to do so, now I appreciate that time so much more because it didn't have all the obligations and the stress of having multiple full-time employees, contractors on payroll. But of course, this is something that you only learn when hindsight is 20/20. All right, point number 5, I wish I knew the 80-20% of everything back then. So the Pareto principle, 20% of your actions or efforts generates 80% of the results. So I wasted months, possibly even years, working on the wrong things. So for you, if you're just building your brand, the number one thing that matters most is making the highest quality content possible, then reinvesting constantly to improve that content and grow your brand even further. One example I like to give is my YouTube videos. They were terrible in the beginning. They were literally PowerPoints. But then as I started to learn more about YouTube and to invest more money from my full-time job into my side hustle, I invested into better cameras, better lighting, better techniques, and just getting better at editing videos, putting them together and making them more enjoyable and higher quality overall. Another 80-20 tip here is work with your affiliate manager to improve your content or your site, and later you can ask to raise commissions once you have a proven track record of bringing in solid sales every month. They don't actually ask any questions, ask them, hey, how can I improve, or what are some of the best tips you have for raising my conversion rates? If you're anything similar to how I was when I got started, I was really working in isolation, which means not talking to anybody, not joining any community. Although I was lurking on a bunch of forums, I would do the opposite today. I would not work in isolation because this is already very lonely. Not to mention, you can tap into online communities these days where you can learn so much from your peers. I know from our private Discord, which I believe has over 150 members now, we are sharing so many great tips and giving feedback on each other's businesses, websites, and this is just insanely valuable. Okay, so number six, there is no such thing as failure and only learning. So what we're doing here is not just building a business, you're actually building your skills that you get to keep for life and apply to multiple areas of your life and other business ventures in the future. Marketing is one of the best skills to have in an attention economy, which we have right now. You need marketing to sell literally anything, whether you're just an affiliate, whether you have your own products. No matter what the product or service is, you need marketing. And also, if you were to create a website or YouTube channel and it were to quote unquote fail, at least you learn so many things through that first try that you can spin up your second, third, fourth website or YouTube channel just like that, and you can avoid all of the mistakes that you had made with the first one. All right, now our final point, point number seven, which is credit card points and tax write-offs. Now, I just wanna say this is not legal or financial advice. Please consult a CPA or an attorney about these things. But in my personal experience, making the transition from just being a consumer to a business owner is really exciting because you can create an LLC for a few hundred bucks and you can begin writing business expenses off for taxes. So to just give you some examples, you can have a business credit card for your LLC, and anything from equipment, office supplies can be a business expense, travel can be a business expense, hiring contractors or virtual assistants, that's a business expense, along with online advertising. These can all qualify as business expenses as long as everything's kosher. But the reason I like this is because you do get to transition into thinking more investment minded. And even when you fail or you don't get a return on something, at least it is a tax write-off, so it's not completely wasted. All right, so that wraps up the seven things I wish I knew before I got started with affiliate marketing. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you got value from it, please hit the thumbs up button, comment below letting me know. Also subscribe, hit the notification bell so you never miss an upload, planning to do one video per week. Lastly, if you are interested in one-on-one mentorship to helping you launch your affiliate business in 2024, I'm opening up the early access to Passive Income Lifestyle 2.0, which has over $1,400 in bonuses currently included. In this new one-on-one coaching, the starter kit is done with you, where I'll personally help you decide on your niche or your micro niche, a brand name, a domain, give you 50 plus keyword opportunities handpicked for your niche. And of course, review your website, your content, or your YouTube videos. So if you're interested in that, information will be in the description below, and you can also book a call to learn more. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I hope to catch you on the next one.